time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes designed to help you today and help you think beyond today. Two mothers. A woman sat by a hearthside place reading a book with a pleasant face, till a child came up with a childish frown and pushed the book away, saying, "Put it down." Then the mother slapped his curly head and said, "Troublesome child, go off to bed. A great, great deal of Christ's life I must know to train you up as a child should go." And the child went off to bed to cry and denounce Christ by and by. Another woman bent o'er a book with a smile of joy and an intent look, till a child came up and jogged her knee and said of the book, "Put it down, take me." Then the mother sighed as she stroked his head, saying softly, "I never shall get it read, but I'll try by loving to learn his will and his love into my child instill." That child went to bed without a sigh and will love her Savior by and by. Proverbs 31. If you can find a truly good wife, she's worth more than precious gems. Her husband can trust her, and she will richly satisfy his needs. She will not hinder him, but help him all her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She buys imported foods brought by ship from distant ports. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans the day's work for her servant girls. She goes out to inspect a field and buys it with her own hands, and with her own hands she plants a vineyard. She is energetic, a hard worker, and watches for bargains. She works far into the night. She sows for the poor and generously gives to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for she has made warm clothes for all of them. She also upholsters with fine tapestry. Her own clothing is beautifully made, a purple gown of pure linen. Her husband is well known, for he sits in the council chamber with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments to sell to the merchants. She is a woman of strength and dignity, and has no fear of old age. When she speaks, her words are wise, and kindness is the rule for everything she says. She watches carefully all that goes on throughout her household, is never lazy. Her children stand and bless her. So does her husband. He praises her with these words, "There are many fine women in the world, but you are the best of them all." Charm can be deceptive, and beauty doesn't last. But a woman who fears and reverences God shall be greatly praised. Today we've talked about the ministry of a wife and mother. This closing thought. Mother in her office not only holds the key of the soul, but stamps the coin of character.